power increase, and we should get a better release. Everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. It would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
And all the competing schools.
Keep it simple, that's the way to do it. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman. Before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw, pick up it shucks.
We would be really awesome.
We would be real awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us. In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go to tea.
One day we're gonna control Boston.
Yeah, right.
And we'll get calls from even Brookline, too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth. We're brought to hear they might be giants too. So much talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
'Cause no one can hear us at all. But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
We could be so awesome.
And we'd really rule.
Yeah, we'd really rule.
And everyone would hear us.
You know they all could hear us.
In all. I can't wait to cart this off.
All right. On the town with Mikey D. Oh, so excited. I'll tell you, man, usually when I come and sit down on this seat, I've got like 20 things I'm promoting. All the stuff that's been going on in my beautiful musical world. It just ended this past weekend, so I can just play music and have a wonderful time. What I decided, oh, by the way, this is Smitty. Smitty, how's it going? You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We just completed doing the Rock Garden Records Showcase 2 Evolution this past Friday and Saturday at Warehouse 11, and they put together this incredible compilation CD with 19 songs on it. So I thought, what the heck? In addition to some other bands, I'm going to feature that one. And so I'm very excited about that. But the other nice thing is that here we are smack dab in the middle of summertime. You know, really no agenda, just kicking back. We're babysitting my in-law's dog, so I'm taking dogs for walks in the summertime, even though it's humid. I just really feel like summer has finally arrived, and definitely, you know, summer drinks, you know, little mini umbrellas in the drinks and all that kind of fun stuff. This is the time of year that I love. I'm a Leo. I got a birthday coming up in a couple of weeks. So this rate, I just feel like this is my time right now, and I really enjoy it. So thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you Andrew Wilson for being, you know, I couldn't do this without him. He's just a beautiful human being for coming in and helping me with the board. And I do have a treat for him and hopefully a treat for you to say thank you for doing it. But let's do something wacky and start all this off with playing some music. And if I remember correctly, the very first song I have going on here is a song by Robin Lane. It's a brand new single that you just released on Rock Garden Records. Hold on one second. Man Like You. So hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So I didn't want to gush before I started playing all these Robin Lane songs, but I'm going to gush now. So we had this Rock Garden Records Showcase 2 Evolution at Warehouse 11. It was a Friday show and a Saturday show. And Robin Lane played on the Friday show. And now, you know, if you've been in town or you've been paying attention or keeping score, you probably know who Robin Lane is. If you don't, that means you're really young and you should Google her and go find out her history. But I can't remember the last time I saw Robin Lane play live. Well, you know, so one of the bands I was playing in, we were going to be playing later that night. So by definition, I knew I was going to be hearing her play. Oh my God. She was so off the charts incredible. There's no words. I mean, I went up to her after she was done with her set just to like tell her how incredibly wonderful she was, and I start getting choked up. I mean, she has been around the block. She's been on the scene and the music scene forever and a day, national, local, you name it. And really, so the common thread on a number of these bands that I'm going to be playing tonight, artists and bands, is the real deal. Robin Lane is so much the real deal. If you know her and you're familiar with her work, then I'm preaching to the converted. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't know who Robin Lane is, you definitely need to go out and find her work. The recent stuff that she's putting out now on Rock Garden Records is phenomenal. But really, you could go to any year, any decade, any era that she has been releasing music, and you'll be blown away. I mean, it was just everyone put on a great show Friday night. And I'm going to be playing a few more of the artists and bands that are on that show. But really and truly, I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it. She stole the show. She was on third and really just a magical. Her band is phenomenal. Her stage presence. And, she ended her set with Man Like Me, and she invited all these women on stage to sing the background chorus. Free, 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 I want to be free. And it reminded me when Iggy used to like invite people on stage and have everyone sing Lust for Life. Different song, but still, it was that kind of very punk rocky, not the song, but the moment was actually, it made me feel, it felt very Patti Smith-like. And it just really was magical. And so I just, you know, I'm gushing. Robin Lane was phenomenal. So I'm going to continue the gushing because the next night, we were so fortunate to have Jennifer Teft in The Strange. And the one thing that I will say about Jennifer Teft, you know, and I've said this, you know, multiple times to many people, is she, when I say she's the real deal, she knows how to, she's a songwriter. She knows how to perform. Her band is amazing. She has a full band and she has a stripped down band, but no matter who shows up in what version of her band, so incredibly good. And she's releasing all this stuff, some of it on Rock Garden Records, but really just phenomenal. So I'm going to play a couple of songs by Jennifer Teft in The Strange. Enjoy. I need
at you.
Oh my goodness. Really. It just, you know, between Jennifer Tefft and The Strange and Robin Lane over this past weekend, I was in heaven. So many, you know, I'm going to be getting to the other bands that were on the bill. But really, Show Stealers, unbelievable. Jennifer Tefft and The Strange, the real deal. Robin Lane is the real deal. Jennifer Tefft is the real deal. And the next time either of these artists are out there performing, you really need to go out there and see them. I don't have all the details in front of me, and it's the show's kind of far away, but Little Billy Lost will be sharing a stage with Jennifer Taft and The Strange at Kodo and Lowell. I think it's in September, but just a heads up on that. Love playing with her. She's just a beautiful human being. Great band, just a phenomenal band. Very excited. So the reason why I stopped after just playing a couple of Jennifer Taft and The Strange songs is because I'm now going to play some Adam Sherman music. And I've got three in a row by him. And Adam came on after Robin performed. And it was kind of funny. Robin destroyed the room. She got up there. She just was phenomenal. I was just like, oh, my God. You know, Adam Sherman, he's a pro. I don't envy anybody going on the stage after Robin Lane. And Adam got up there. It's like, oh, okay. These guys, they know what they're doing. Adam was so good. It was insane and really just wonderful. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks by Adam Sherman next. Enjoy.
Takes that long. When she pulls up, she got a new tattoo. It's like a hurricane, and it's totally true. Sandpaper voice and a diamond stud nose. Deeper and deeper I fall. She's wild and she loves the Massachusetts night. Yeah, she's wild. and she loves Massachusetts, Massachusetts night. She's a lover and a fighter, a drinker and a driver, and I'm all alone even when I'm beside her. More than I want her, the tighter I hold, the faster and faster she goes. This is why, and she loves a Massachusetts night. Yes, yeah, she's why, and she loves Massachusetts. Massachusetts night. Out in the human night, there's a halo around the parking lot of light. I feel small and insignificant, trying to imagine how I'd ever fit into her.
Every day it's
Ah, yeah. So I just realized I've been playing all these songs, but all these people are not talking about the actual song they've been playing. So what we heard by Adam Sherman, the first one was If You Think. The second one was Massachusetts Night, which came out on Rock Garden Records. And the last one we listened to is So Good. And again, I mean, this is just, you know, all these artists, all these bands, they showed up on Friday and Saturday last week and weekend and just were phenomenal. And so to that end, though, more phenomena, the band that kicked it off on Friday, I just, you know, I can't say enough about this band. They just are phenomenal in every way. To the point that I wrote down everybody's name because I wanted to make sure I gave proper love to everybody in this band. The band I'm talking about is Crow Follow. They are so unique in so many ways. It, you know, really, how they put together what they have, it's so organic. There's just no way you could calculate how to do what they're doing, and it works on every level. You got Timothy Sprague on vocals and guitar, and he does play some trumpet. Agent Judy singing, percussion, guitar. The love of my life, John Keegan. I love that man. He is such an amazing saxophone player. Really, I just can't say enough things about him. Ramona on the drums. Are you kidding me? Oh, just, I mean, that is the school that I come from. I could listen to Ramona playing drums from, you know, 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. I love what she does. And the bass player of all bass players, Carolyn. She is so good. She holds it all together. Phenomenal bass player in every way, incredibly musical talent from here to the moon and back. And Crow Follow opened the show on Friday, and they nailed it. I mean, everything came together. The planets aligned, the universe was, you know, in the right place, and they were phenomenal. So I'm going to play some music by Crow Follow. Enjoy.
Thank you. finger beckoning down. There's a party going on with the purple lights. You can call anytime you like. It's going on all night.
Nine times six is 54. Look out, nine times six.
I mean, what the heck? Phenomenal. I mean, just, and this was the show, the two shows on Friday and Saturday last weekend for the Rock Garden Records showcase. Crow Follow, they started the whole thing off. They were phenomenal. Love them so much. The first song they played, new single, Rock Garden Records, I'm in Love with You. Middle song was 54, and the last one that we listened to is called In Between. So really, I just could go on and on and on about all these artists and bands. Really, I just, when I was putting together the set for tonight, it's just, you know, this is the beauty part about this compilation that Rock Garden Records put together. It's just one magnificent song and artist after another. And really, it's just my pleasure and my joy to be able to share all this with you. So check this out. I'm going to take a little break on the compilation, Evolution, Rock Garden Records that they put out. My very good friend who helps me with this show, Andrew Wilson, you know, he's been around the block. He knows, you know, the difference between Shizzle and Shinola. And we have talked about a band that I moved to Boston with in 1985. And I keep promising him that I'm going to play a couple of songs by Figures on a Beach. Yes, that's right. And even though a lot of people think we're from, well, we are from Detroit. So if you think that, that's actually true. But most of the stuff that people know us by, were all the songs were recorded and released when after we moved to Boston. And so, you know, a lot of people, oh yeah, you know, Figures on a Beach, you're a Detroit band. It's like, yeah, except we were in Detroit like 3, maybe 4 years. And all of us in one shape or form have now been in Boston for like 35, almost 40 years. So it's like, yeah, okay, we're from Detroit, but we're a Boston band, all right? We got signed while doing sound check at the Rat on the payphone there. We're doing sound check, and a waitress comes up to the front of the stage. She goes, oh, there's somebody on the phone by the name of Seymour Stein. He wants to speak to somebody from Figures on a Beach. So we sent our lead singer, Tony, to the payphone, and he goes to the payphone, and he comes back, and he goes, that was Seymour Stein of Sire Records. He wanted to know if we'd be interested in being on Sire Records. So we've been in this town really way, way longer than our roots. We were born and raised in Detroit, but we've Figures on a Beach definitely, you know, we planted our flag here in Boston many, many moons ago. So what I did is rather than finding songs that we had released, previously released, I went to, we've got about, gee whiz, 10-ish songs that never got released. And honestly, I think one is better than the next. And it was very sad that we didn't get a third record, because I think that this next group of songs would have been the best release of all time. But hey, welcome to the record business. So I picked two of them by Figures on a Beach. And I'm going to play the very first one, unreleased. So I don't, unless you're friends with Chris Ewan or something like that, you've never heard these songs. So here you go. The very first song, Figures on a Beach. I think we recorded this in 1990. Yeah, probably 1990, called Pretty Paper.